Hi, this is a dictation for Carolyn West, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N-W-E-S-T. Date of birth is 12-3-1978. Date of service is 3-25-2024. And date of accident is 3-12-2024. The patient, Carolyn West, is being seen today for a new patient visit. She reports that she's suffering from various pain syndrome since the accident that occurred on 3-17-2024. And she has a lot of pain in the both shoulders, right arm, neck, back, both knees, and the pain is shooting down to the right leg and both arms, as well as headaches. She is a victim of another accident in the past, which was in 2020, where she was a front seat passenger restrained and hit on a passenger side T-bone. The KC law firm settled the case. She was initially seen at Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room, and she went to physical therapy at Northwestern Highway at MACPT. But the case is all completely done, and there were no lingering symptoms from that accident, according to her. History of automobile accident. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to this current accident, which is described as follows. The patient was traveling on 3-17-2024 at around 3 a.m. morning. As a front seat passenger in a van, and a driver who is her friend was driving. The accident occurred in the area of I-96 and Davison Highway. She reported that she was sitting on a light, stopped at a light, waiting for it to be green. Another car rear-ended that came off the I-96, and this impact was at a high speed. Unknown speed, and their car was pushed 10 to 15 feet further from the impact. The damage to the car is whole back, whole trunk, rear bumper was all damaged completely. Car was totaled. The seats were pushed back. Rear windshield and window was broken. Regarding the injury, patient report that she suffered from whiplash after hitting her head into the dashboards. Seatbelt was pushed her back in, and nothing else was damaged. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma is reported. Her knees and hips were okay. Shoulder hit into the door and to the console. Patient report that she was wearing seatbelt at the time of impact. Airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. Police report was filed, and patient went to the emergency room to be seen. The report is not available. The patient reports further she has a difficulty walking, and she can walk up to a block or two, but denies any saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, panic, depression. She denies any incontinence of the urine or bowel, and no numbness, tingling other than both arms. And right leg, there's no weakness, lightheadedness. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck, which is around 8, mid-back pain is 10, lower back pain is 10. Both the shoulders are hurting, right shoulder is 8, left shoulder is 6. Both the shoulders can be moved actively up to 160 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And these pains are from the neck are radiating down to both arms, off and on, to the tune of 5 as pain, up to the wrist only. Fingers are and thumb are not involved. Similarly, the lower back pain is radiating to the right leg, all the way down to the ankle, but not affecting the feet or the toes. It stops right at the ankle, and it is as numbness and tingling, occasionally as pain, off and on. and say once or two times a day. Patient report that she also suffering from headaches that are described as follows. The headaches are 10, affecting both the temples mainly. They're severe, constant, sensitive to light. TBI symptoms are associated with dizziness and occasional vertigo. Patient denies any vision problems, no spots in the vision, loss of vision field, blurred vision. She denies any nausea, vomiting, seizures, sleepwalking, incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any focus problem, confusion, disorientation, forgetfulness, loss of memory. She denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, or any seizures, loss of consciousness. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, tiring, exhausting. Pain level is from 6 to 10 and ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking and driving. And the pain is improved by standing and lying down. The patient report that she is unable to work as she is working for a Chrysler company, lifting the parts all day long. She works at this factory where she has to spend all day long, and she cannot last working. History of numbness and tingling is located in both arms, but not affecting the thumb or the finger. And motor weakness is reported in both the arms as well as right leg. Patient reports no X-ray, chest X-ray, CT, or CT scan or MRIs have been done. The fifth. And no treatment has been afforded to her, no physician visit, physical therapy visits. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, for allergies, family history, and employment, disability, legal history, as well as the personal history. She stands 8 hours, 20 pounds to 30 pounds, she lifts every day. Automotive plant in Chrysler. Physical examination. Oh, also please review the chart for ADLs. In the physical examination, blood pressure is found to be 146 over 102, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 98, and temperature is 98.1. Height is 5'2", weight 160. 45-year-old African-American female, average built, nutrition, alert-oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clavicle, colonicus. Hydration is good and well-nourished. Does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably, and is mobile without any adaptive devices. She is unable to bend all the way down to 90 degrees. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that the there is a muscle spasm of the trapezius muscles with a few trigger points in the middle fibers. Paravertebral muscles are in spasm from L1 to L5 with no tenderness, no trigger points, but 1 plus hypertonicity. The musculoskeletal examination reveals that the spine is on inspection, normal curvature and alignment, and no scars are noticed. Palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic heel crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present mildly at L4, L5. And L5S1 and bilateral SI joint. As we discussed, paravertebral spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity and mild tenderness, no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 45, extension 45, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The hyperextension is painful at 20 degrees. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Stirling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, Plum test is negative, straight leg raising test, the distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, no signs of myelopathy are found. In the thoracic spine, Rooster Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. The CAM test is positive. Breger test negative. Brudzinski sign negative. Sacral iliac joint is mildly tender bilaterally. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test was positive. And Gonsalin test is positive. Extremities examination. The patient has pain in both the shoulders and both the knees. And pain is mild to moderate. And rest of the joints, which include both elbows, both wrist, hand, both hips, both ankle and feet are completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused with normal motor power, normal reflexes without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or any muscle spasm. Range of motions are normal, quick test is negative, Tinel sign, Fallon sign are negative, gait is normal. Examination of both the shoulders is as follows. The inspection and palpation are completely normal for the shoulder joint. They appear completely normal with no tenderness, rebound, or muscle spasm of the rotator cuff muscles. The active motion is completely normal bilaterally as well as passive motion is completely normal. The supraspinous testing is negative bilaterally. Motor power is 5x5 and no deficits are noticed. Most likely patient has a pain in the pointing at the shoulder is due to the trapezius muscle spasm and trigger points. In the hand and wrist there is no problem with the grip. Reflexes are normal. And Fallon sign, Tinel sign are normal. In the knee joints also, patient has normally appearing knees with no scar, erythema, effusion, no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. The range of motion of the flexion from full extension is 135. And on palpation, there are no swelling, tenderness, or asymmetry. Collateral ligaments are normal. And valgus varus abnormality was negative. Patellar apprehension is negative and anterior posterior draw sign negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. In the diagnosis, V8 9.2 XST or 26.89. S09.90 XA, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. In the upper extremities, pain in the right shoulder, M25.511, M25.512. Lower extremities, pain in the right knee and left knee, M25.561, M25.562. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, S23.4, 23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.2, and S33.5, XXA. The sacroiliac joint, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Caroline West is from the template. And the treatment plan for Caroline West is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered to the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, and massage is added, traction is added. Patient is also advised to see a chiropractic treatment if required. And back brace 10 units are ordered in the DNA. Medications, following medications are provided. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory and healing. L-level 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 4%, 200 gram for pain relief topically. Patient is provided with Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy and headaches. Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. 60 tablets. Tylenol with 14 number 4. Narcotic pain medication for healing, pain relief. Every 12 hour for 7 days, 14 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. No records are available. Patient never went to the ER. And interventional pain procedure. Some trigger point injection can be done if massage and physical therapy do not help. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Patient does not have tremendous amount of symptoms for TBI. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records, none are available according to the patient. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered at this time. Follow-up visit will decide further. DMEs, patient already has been provided with back brace and defense unit. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Contact and personal support, yes. That will be the end of dictation for this visit. Thank you.